Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
College basketball's March Madness was non-existent this year, but one traditional tournament in Alaska took place. Online fans voted in a single elimination tournament of voluptuous bears at the Brooks River in the Katmai National Park to crown a 2020 Fat Bear Week champion. A total of 12 bears competed in the competition, with Bear 747 being this year's champion. Katmai National Park and Preserve says that Fat Bear Week is about body positivity, as a fat bear is a healthy bear. Fattening up as winter approaches is a matter of life and death for the bears. Relying on stored fat for energy, they can lose up to a third of their body weight as they slow down for the winter. The more bulk they put on, the more likely they are to survive the long, cold months. Amber Kraft of the Katmai National Park and Preserve has details.
Because Katmai is pretty remote and kind of hard to get to, Fat Bear Week was started about 6 years ago. It started as Fat Bear Tuesday and was just a one-day competition, but it was so popular that we expanded it to a full week of Fat Bear Fun. We have live bear cams, and so all season long, folks are able to watch these bears on the bear cams, and some of them sort of get a following. So we try to choose bears. They have a couple criteria. First, they have to show up in the spring when they're skinny, and then show up again in the fall when they're much plumper. And so we have those comparisons between the fat bears and the skinny bears. And then we also try to have a variety of different kinds of bears. Every year we always have a cub in there. We always have a subadult, which is like a teenage bear. We have girl bears and guy bears to kind of be able to show the differences and talk about the differences in bear biology.
She added,
sometimes you have to envy the life of a bear.
747 joins a group of fat bear winners from seasons past, including 409 Beadnose, 480 Otis, and last year's queen, 435 Holly. This year's U.S. Senate campaign in Alaska was not expected to be especially competitive. Incumbent GOP Senator Dan Sullivan was predicted to cruise to victory, and one nonpartisan ranking service rated the race as solid Republican. But a recent flood of Democratic-linked money suggests the race is tightening. On Wednesday, according to Politico, a super PAC with links to a Senate Democratic campaign reserved $4 million in advertisements on behalf of Dr. Al Gross, the independent running with the Alaska Democratic Party's nomination. And at the end of the day, Senate Republican super PAC Senate Leadership Fund told Politico it planned to add $3.7 million of its own to spending in Alaska. President Donald Trump's flagging poll numbers across the country are helping to bring a number of previously safe Republican U.S. Senate seats into play across the country, including Alaska. In the midst of two straight weeks of triple-digit daily COVID-19 case counts in Alaska, Governor Mike Dunleavy urged Alaskans to do their part to slow the spread and assured them the virus is not to be feared. He delivered the appeal on Tuesday in a nearly 7-minute pre-recorded video message posted to the State of Alaska website and later to his Facebook page. Dunleavy in the video called avoiding being in a crowd without a mask and hand washing, quote, good common sense practices that we should do that we understand will help mitigate the spread of the virus. That's KSRM News, covering the Kenai and Alaska for over 50 years and found online at RadioKenai.com. I'm Jason Lee.